Dictation for Sharon Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, July 2349. Address as a letter to Brian Twaits, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S-P-A-C, 2915348. Dear Mr. Twaits, consultation Mrs. Miller, abnormal kidney function, low sodium concentration, she's hard of hearing, stable weight appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, sang nocturia, no infection, cloudiness or blood. She has noticed sang edema, lower extremity, apparently right more than left. Since recent hospital admission, within the last 3 weeks, she was there from August 22nd to 27th. With acute kidney injury, urinary tract infection, elevated potassium, some problems of constipation, presently no chest pain palpitation, minor dyspnea activity, denies the use of oxygen inhalers or SIPA machine, nor apnea PND, no purulent material, no hemoptysis, just feeling weak, denies any trauma, denies skin rash bruises, denies bleeding nose or gums, no headache. She has a remote history of trauma when she was 5 years old. There has been chronic low sodium concentration, although fluctuating levels of kidney function now appears to be persistent. Next paragraph, her past medical history for diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, fluctuating levels of kidney function and low sodium, prior history of glaucoma, breast cancer, radiation treatment, and hormones. She denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, surgeries including craniotomy at the time of trauma, 5 years old. Left-sided lumpectomy radiotherapy. Bilateral lens implant, never had a colonoscopy. Next paragraph. She smokes one pack per day, although stopped 10 years ago, no alcohol abuse or drugs. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph. Present medications appears to be aspirin, lisinopril, vitamins. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Patient has one sister, one brother, two brothers, no kids. Next paragraph on physical exam. Blood pressure 110/62 on the right, 120/60 on the left. Standing goes down to 98/48. No gross respiratory distress. Looks frail. Some muscle wasting. No localized RAL wheezes. No pericardial rap. No palpable viral lymph nodes. No gross abdominal distension ascites. I don't see gross edema. Pupils are symmetrical. She has received treatment for cataract procedures. Next paragraph. She denies any history of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies TIS stroke, liver disease, denies anemia, blood transfusion, denies kidney stones. Her right eyesight compromised since the trauma at the age of 5. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries, post-hospital, anemia 9.1, low white blood cell, low MCB, normal platelet count, creatinine at 1.38, which is an improvement, low sodium 135, presently normal potassium, in the hospital high potassium resolved, mild degree of metabolic acidosis, and normal calcium. Back in April, creatinine was 1.13 with a low sodium 134. At that time, also metabolic acidosis of 16 with a normal calcium and GFR of 50. February 2024, creatinine was 0.92, low sodium 130. There has been low level of albumin in the urine over the last couple of years. Above 30, but below 300. Next paragraph. There is edema unilateral on the leg, concern for the vein thrombosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute kidney injury, hyperkalemia, hyponatremia. Workup negative in the hospital. She's back on lisinopril. Kidney function improved, did not require dialysis. No symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Concerned about one-sided leg edema, needs to rule out the vein thrombosis. She wanted to do it close by at Carson. We did a referral. It's my understanding it's already a number of days, and they have not been able to do it yet. Blood test also needs to be updated. The low sodium is a chronic problem, is mild, and does not require any specific treatment. I'm trying to get records from Carson City to see if they did any thyroid studies, adrenal studies, and urine sodium and osmolality. She has prior breast cancer, but I'm not aware of recurrence. She completed surgery, radiation treatment, and hormonal treatment. There has been prior documented craniotomy on the right side of her head, from trauma at the age of 5 with decreased eyesight in that side, also prior minor or moderate L1 compression fracture and osteopenia from being postmenopause and the hormonal manipulation. We will monitor chemistry, kidney function, potassium, sodium. I discussed with the patient the importance of ruling out event thrombosis, high risk of pulmonary emboli, end of dictation,